changing my heart, I'll be imbalanced in the direction of being overly cerebral, excessively emotional, or exceedingly impulsive. When that imbalance is taken to an extreme, I will shut down in all three arenas. Imagine someone at the end of his rope, perhaps a drug addict on the street begging for a fix. You glimpse a dramatic loss of humanity, namely a person who is hollow, aimless, and desperate. You might say that person has lost heart. He has deeply, profoundly lost the core of himself. Like the prodigal son who ended up in a pigsty, the drug addict has lost touch with his humanity. He's lost touch with his mind, his emotions, and his will. He is no longer thinking clearly. He's become emotionally numb, and he has no will to do anything but survive. Barely. Bottom line, his heart is totally unengaged. It's an extreme example, but it gives us a glimpse of a complete loss of heart and consequent loss of humanity. Maybe we aren't so hollowed out as that addict, but our hearts are just as vulnerable to neglect as his. When our hearts aren't engaged, we lose touch with our humanity. When we get in the rut of routines that numb our minds, squelch our feelings, and cause us to walk aimlessly through life without taking any steps towards life with a capital L, our hearts are hard from a lack of use. In an interview, actor and comedian Tim Allen provided a great image of heart engagement without using the phrase. He said, "I look at it this way. How much of the day are you awake? You think, I've got to get that dry cleaning, I've got to get this going, and this, and this, and this, and all of a sudden it's dinner time. And then there's a moment of connection with your spouse or your friends, and then you agree and go to bed. You wake up, and then it's the same all over. You're not awake. You're not living. You're not experiencing." We've all been there. Seasons in our lives when it's the same all over. It feels like we're not awake, we're not experiencing, and we're certainly not living. We're not realizing life while we live it. Why? It's because our hearts, as organs of awareness, of longing, of passion, aren't engaged. Fighting for our hearts is choosing to think clearly, feel deeply, and then act intentionally during our days. Engaging our hearts moves us from being spectators to participants in our journeys. To engage my heart is to reclaim my humanity and actually experience life with a capital L. An attorney friend of mine, tussling with this issue of living...